Believe it or not, you are wonderful. No matter what anybody says, you are wonderful. And you're so wonderful that it is just unbelievable how wonderful you are. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. I talked with a lady today, and she was telling me that she lives in her perfect body. She loves herself. She thinks that she's a beautiful person. She thinks that she is glorious. And then she wanted to tell me about an appearance on her body of something that was negative. And I said to her, "Be careful, my love. Whatever you say to me, I think it into being for you." Now, if you're telling me a story about a situation that is transient, something that is not real for you, not what you want, don't tell me. Only tell me the truth about you, how wonderful you are and how perfect you are and how magnificent you are and what a grand and glorious body you have. But I have this little, don't give it any reality by your attention. And certainly don't tell me. I am a metaphysical philosopher, a metaphysical person who teaches metaphysical healing, and metaphysical healing is whatever you're thinking about. Now, if you think that you have something that requires the need of a doctor, a medical doctor, be sure to go and see him, because this medical doctor that you go and see is going to work with you on the level of consciousness that you want to work on. They're going to say, okay, this is an evident appearance, and now we take these pills and those pills, and that'll take care of it. Now, we're very blessed with these medical doctors who have done research in the fields of looking at how to handle things and how to handle things in a physiological fashion. Now, if you're going to believe in all of the things that philosophers have taught us over the years, if you're going to believe that thoughts are things, then you have to be very careful what sort of thoughts you're holding in your mind. Now, if you say to a little person, and you say, "You are a terrible little person. You are a bad little person, boy or girl. You are a terrible little person. You never do anything right. You're always doing things wrong. You're just a bad, 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 bad person." Well, now, that little person is going to escalate that aspect of their beingness and be badder and badder all the time. Now, if you are a wise mother, a wise parent, a wise teacher, a wise person, you will say to this little person, regardless of what age they are, from 0 to 1,000, you know, it doesn't matter. You'll say, "Wow, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. Every time I come in your presence, I just feel so good. Every time I look at you, I just feel so wonderful. You are so great." And they may look at you and flip and say, that person has flipped their lid. They may look at you and say, "Boy, are they blind. Can I put it over on them?" And really, they can't put anything over on us. They can't put anything over at all because of one thing. We are looking with our ideal vision. We are looking with our ideal sight. And because we are, we can only see a reflection first of ourself and secondly of the divine that is in that person of ourself. If we look at the world and we see the world as a reflection of who we are, and then we say the world is bad, we better do some homework. If we look at the world and we say the world is good and very good, then we're on the right track. If we see the little person and we say, "You're terrible, you're terrible," the little person is going to get more terrible. If you say to the little person, "You're so wonderful, you just make my life tickle every time I turn around. You make me feel so great, you make me feel so wonderful, I am so honored to be in your world." You say that, and what's going to happen? That little person is going to say, "They're crazy, they're nuts. Don't they realize that I'm doing these things because I want to hurt them, because I want to get mad at them, because I am unhappy with myself?" And you don't pay attention to such type of attitudes. You merely pay attention to the attitude that you think they're wonderful. And you keep calling that forth and calling it forth and calling it forth. And little by little, that comes forth, perhaps faster than you realize. And as it comes forth beautifully and wonderfully, more magnificent than you could ever imagine. Their genius is coming forth, their magic is coming forth, their wisdom, their knowledge, their love, their unconditional love is coming forth. And so is yours. Because you cannot love another without loving yourself a great deal first. You cannot find love in the world unless you love yourself first. We have the opportunity to determine what kind of world we live in. Now, the world I choose to live in is a world filled with love and peace and joy and harmony and goodness. I don't care what people say. My mother would always say, "Sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me." And so, whenever anyone calls me names, and it's not true of me, my truth stands forth and is known. If someone says, "I am a liar," and I am not a liar, I never lie. I don't respond to being called a liar. If someone calls me a thief, and I'm not a thief, I don't respond to being called a thief. I respond only to the truth of my nature, and that is that I am loving, I am honest, I am integral, I am a beautiful being in every possible way. And as I call this forth in my life, it is in my experience. And it's not only for the little people, it's for us big people too. And we know better. So let's put the cause in motion today. I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. Herb, you're saying that all the time. And it works! It works! It works! It works for me. And if it doesn't work for you, I can guarantee you, you're not saying it. Yes, that's right. I guarantee you, you're not saying it if it doesn't work for you. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to a desire in your heart, you may dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner, but you have to tell them that you are calling for having a practitioner to speak to, because that's our corporate number at the University of Healing. And so you say, "I'd like to speak to a practitioner, please." And a practitioner will say, as everyone is a practitioner, "What may I do to bless your life?" And you say, "I would like to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of my desire." And the practitioner will say, "Okay, let's get to work on it." Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And personally, just know that, as we would say, I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.